This is Nature Notes, our look at the natural world in West Texas, from the prairies of Llano Estacado to the borderlands of a Chihuahuan desert. Rock art is always evocative. Whether the imagery is painted on a cave wall or pecked into a boulder, we can't help but wonder what it means and about the people who created it and the world in which they lived. But answers are often elusive. Rock art is tough to date, and images at a single site may have been created thousands of years apart by very different cultures. In our region, a rock art style called Big Bend Bold seems to be an exception. Archaeologist Tim Roberts, who recently retired from Texas Parks and Wildlife, named the style in 2010. He argues that this imagery is connected with an identifiable culture and a very consequential chapter in West Texas history. From Marfa Public Radio and the Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter.
Others had this inkling that something was going on, but I just managed to put the time in, I guess, and visit these sites and pull it together. It's one thing with archaeologists. We're all basically building on the work that's been done by others.
Roberts described Big Bend Bold in a Journal of Big Bend Studies article based on five sites. One is the western edge of Big Bend National Park. The others are in the Bofaseos Mountains of Big Bend Ranch State Park. The images are truly distinctive. All are painted in black or dark green. They're larger, and their lines bolder or thicker than other rock art here. There are human, animal, and abstract images. And then there are figures that evoke a very particular moment.
There were horse and rider figures done in that style, including one that had a Spanish style saddle. So I was able to say that that style continued at least into early contact with the Spanish in the region.
The Bofaseos sites are near the Rio Grande and present-day Redford. When the Spanish arrived, the area around the confluence of the Rio Grande and Rio Conchos, known as La Junta, sustained thriving farming villages. The Spanish counted 15 communities and as many nations or cultural groups. Big Bend Bold rock art, Robert argues, was likely created by La Junta villagers both before and after European contact. Why would La Juntans have painted these images on canyon walls in the rugged Bofaseos? Spanish missionaries wrote dismissively of villagers journeying into the mountains for their, quote, witchcrafts and idolatries. These sites, Robert says, may have been places of ceremony. The images may offer a glimpse of that ceremonial life. One site features a human image next to that of a canine. Then there's an image of a canine with six legs, as if the person and the creature have fused. Roberts believes this represents a shamanic transformation in which a religious specialist in a trance state merged with an animal ally to secure guidance or healing. The arrival of Europeans was, of course, an event of great significance. Cabeza de Vaca is thought to have passed through in 1535. The La Juntans fed the starving Spaniard. But in the decades that followed, La Junta people mostly experienced Europeans via their periodic slave raids. An intrepid hiker might encounter Big Bend Bold imagery, but park officials don't publicize locations to protect the sites. And these images are fragile. Most are painted on volcanic tuff, a material that crumbles easily.
There's really no way to prevent weathering at this point. It's going to be another situation where the most we can do is document this imagery and record our thoughts about it because it eventually will go away.
The descendants of La Juntans endure in our region, as, for now, does this striking rock art, speaking of a tumultuous time in the Big Bend. This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. I'm Dallas Baxter. Thanks for listening.